Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, you think I'm joking when I say that the Republican Party has an IV in its veins, just draining taxpayer money whenever it wants. You think I'm joking? There was just a decision yesterday from the Wisconsin Supreme Court, 4-3. It's a Republican Supreme Court. There are 4 Republicans and 3 Democrats. 4-3, saying that that IV into the Republican Party's veins out of the taxpayer accounts can continue and expand. And here's what they ruled. You may remember, we talked on this show, that Voss hired a law firm named Consovoy and McCarthy, at a state law firm, for $30,000 a month for, quote, pre-litigation counseling, end quote. Consovoy and McCarthy are the most experienced gerrymanders in the country. Their sole reason for being is to analyze data, congressional and state, Senate, and assembly districts, and come up with unbeatable Republican majorities through gerrymander. That's all they do. Voss also was paying a Madison law firm to be local counsel, the Bell firm, Bell, Giftos, and St. John, $375 an hour. So Consovoy and McCarthy get $30,000 a month just for pre-litigation counseling. And the Madison law firm, to make sure that people in Madison get a slice of this, Bell, Giftos, St. John, as local counsel, get $375 an hour out of your money, out of taxpayer money. Apparently, they've paid $965,000 to date, more than they paid Gableman. Now, there was a lawsuit, and the lower courts looked at this and said, you know, you do have an attorney general who's a state lawyer, and he has a very large office. All state employees are great lawyers. And if you need counseling on what happens if the legislature gets sued, use them. And even if you don't want to use them and you think there's a conflict and you need outside counsel, wait till there's a lawsuit. When there's a lawsuit, hire them. But there's no lawsuit. What you're really doing is not getting pre-litigation counseling. You are getting gerrymander expertise. You're simply hiring an expert to gerrymander. So they couldn't pay Consovoy and McCarthy, even though they'd already burned them apparently for about $965,000. And they went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Yesterday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, 4-3, said, you can continue to pay Consovoy and McCarthy out of taxpayer money. You can continue to pay Bell, Giftos, St. John, $375 an hour. You can continue to pay Consovoy and McCarthy $30,000 a month, which is not contractually limiting in the future. You can pay them whatever you want. Doesn't require a vote in the legislature, does not require public comment, doesn't require it being in a bill that Governor Evers can look at and possibly veto. Annette Ziegler, one of the Republican Supreme Court justices, said, this is great. Now listen to this. Quote, it strains credulity that this was disconnected from legitimate legislative activity, end quote. It strains credulity that this hiring of the gerrymander firm was somehow disconnected from legitimate legislative activities. Oh, really? You think that's a legitimate legislative activity? When the gerrymandered majority simply wants to gerrymander for 10 more years, and you've said they can do it by keeping virtually the same boundaries, and you think that's a legitimate legislative activity? That's a Republican activity. It's a Republican objective. And then she went on to say, what the legislature did is abundantly reasonable. Oh, really? Abundantly reasonable. You know, when people put adverbs in front of a word like reasonable, largely reasonable, abundantly reasonable, reasonable beyond a shadow of a doubt, you know, that kind of thing, it's either reasonable or it's not. Methinks they protest too much. The Republican Party has now a second IV in its veins at its taxpayer accounts. The first one is Gableman. Gableman, 11 grand a month for Gableman for as long as he wants it. Well into 2022, it could be beyond that if they keep the legislature. 20 grand a month, 20,500 for Gableman's staff. 30 grand a month for a small law firm whose expertise is gerrymandering. $375 an hour for Madison Law Firm to be local counsel to the gerrymanders. All of this is coming out of taxpayer money. It's a lot of money. It's millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. At what point is there a limit on how much money the Republican Party can take out of taxpayer money to run their party's objectives? They put out a lot of social media saying, stop the steal, support the Republican Party. Why is that money not being used? Trump's raised hundreds of millions of dollars. The Republican Party in this state raised a lot of money. Why are they using taxpayer money? In social media, when they say they want money for stop the steal, they are simply, in effect, stealing it by not using it for these kinds of purposes, but putting it in a bank account, paying consultants, giving it to their candidates. This has got to stop. And let me tell you something. You can't gerrymander a statewide election. You can gerrymander a congressional district, state senate district, assembly district. You can't gerrymander the state. State Supreme Court justices are elected statewide. So is the governor. So are the senators. You've got to pay a lot more attention to these Supreme Court races. They run as nonpartisan. You will not see Democrat or Republican on a ballot for the Supreme Court. But in the old days, a judge that I clerked for, Thomas Fairchild, one of the great judges in Wisconsin history, was on the Wisconsin Supreme Court for 10 years, and then he went to the Federal Court of Appeals in Chicago, the Seventh Circuit, chief judge. I was one of his law clerks, learned a lot. He was a wonderful man. But in those days, people shed their Republican and Democratic labels, and they did the right thing. That isn't happening anymore. If you vote for a justice, candidate for justice of the Supreme Court, who makes it abundantly clear that he's a Republican, this is what you get. You do not get taxpayer money guarded. You not only get it squandered to a Chinese company in Foxconn, you not only get them to uphold lame duck, so then if they lose a governor election, they still win, you actually get an IV into the bank account of the taxpayers. And it's being used for partisan purposes. And that's wrong. And it does mean something who is elected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Be very careful about this. Right now, millions of dollars are going into the Republican Party's objectives with the blessing of the Supreme Court. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.